This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Dare to Open Your Heart. Dear friends, as Jesus begins his public life, dozens, then scores, then hundreds and hundreds of people come out to see him. Most listen and walk away. They have their priorities. But John gets the message right away. He instantly recognized Jesus as the Christ sent by the Father to atone for sin. And so John proclaims Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God. You see, John sees what others do not because he spent his whole life waiting for Jesus. Every day he's been ready for Christ's coming. His life's purpose has been to anticipate and to announce the coming of the Messiah. And now he sees Jesus, and he knows his waiting is over. Redemption is at hand. How about you and me? Are we open to Christ entering our lives, to living in us, to setting our hearts on fire? Do we answer his call? Do we even hear it? Are we looking for Jesus? Or would we pass him in the parking lot? Is Jesus the focus of our lives? Or do we have just too many other important things to get to first? 2018, my friends, is still new. It's a good time for resolutions, particularly for examining and adjusting our priorities. Here's one that should be on the very top of the list. Like John, let's leave ourselves open to Jesus. Let's invite him into our lives each and every day. Let's look for him in the commonplace, the usual, and yes, the unusual. Let's engage Jesus in a running conversation of prayer as our day progresses. Wake up with him. Read his word every day. Listen to him with your heart. Ask his help. Give him thanks. Anticipate what he wants us to do. Take every opportunity to share him. Woody Allen had it right when he famously said that 80% of success in life is just showing up. For our lives to be successful, for us to serve God's purpose, we need to show up for Jesus. We must be present for him. We must be open to him. If your heart isn't there yet, coax it along. Consciously commit to living an active life in Christ. Take the first step. Over and over, ask Jesus to open your heart. Over and over, look for him in those who love you and those who, yes, even annoy you. St. Paul tells us, I can do all things through God who strengthens us. Maybe you can't find Jesus. Maybe you're looking in all the wrong places. Open your heart to the troubled, the outcast, the forgotten, the lonely, the sick, and yes, the poor. Open your heart to Jesus. He's waiting there in everyone around you. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your heart, your mind, your hands, and your feet will follow. You see, with Jesus, every chore can become a prayer. Every encounter can be an opportunity to love and be loved. Sometimes his love will seep in. At other times, it'll flood in. Living in Jesus means living in love. You get it. You give it. You rejoice in it. And in time, Jesus will gather you home in his love. My friends, that's far more than Woody Allen's 80% chance at success. Living in Christ, following him to the Father, that's 100% guaranteed ticket to success. And it all begins by showing up, by looking and listening for Jesus, by opening your heart to him as he presents himself in those around us. John opened his heart. So did Andrew, so did Peter, and so did all the disciples. You see, they followed Jesus to glory, but it would never have happened if they didn't actively look and listen, if they didn't dare to open their hearts. My friends, it's that simple. Dare to open your heart. Dare to be a disciple. Dare to empty yourself and make room for his love. Perhaps this prayer can get us all started. Dear Jesus, open my heart to you. I'm yours. You're my Savior, the Lamb of God. Come live in me so that I can live forever in your love. You know my frailties and my foolish pride. You know my doubts and my fears. Change my life so that it can reflect your love in all that I think and do. Make me your disciple. Jesus, help me always to witness your love in word and deed. Then when you're ready, Lead me home, Lord, one loving step at a time. Jesus, with you, my heart is open. Take me. I'm yours. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.